RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo reminds children not to easily do bullying. President invites all Indonesian people to keep commitment and strengthen Pancasila. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo reminded Indonesian children not to easily do bullying and denounce his friends. This was said by President Joko Widodo in the peak event of National Children's Day 2017, which was held in Pekanbaru Riau, Sunday, July the 23rd.
Tidak boleh membuli teman-temannya. Tidak boleh.
Don't bully your friends, don't mock your friends, don't denounce your friends, you must help each other. Visit your friends who are sick, don't forget to bring them bread or food so that they will quickly get recovered. Meanwhile, Minister of Women Empowerment and Child Protection Yohana Yambise hopes that child abuse cases in Indonesia will not happen again and child sex offenders must be punished accordingly. Through the commemoration of National Children's Day, Yohana wants the public conscience to provide protection for children. Protection must start from the family. Indonesia National Children's Day 2017 has a theme, Child Protection Begins with the Family, with a special message, I'm an Indonesian child, I'm happy. President Joko Widodo visited Yogyakarta by attending the 9th Congress of Pancasila State Ideology in the meeting hall of the University of Gajah Mada. President Jokowi, who was accompanied by First Lady Iriana, spoke at the opening of the 9th Pancasila Congress at the Gajah Mada University Hall on Saturday. President Joko Widodo called on all Indonesians to maintain their commitment to strengthen Pancasila as the soul of the Indonesian nation, because Pancasila has proven able to become the unifier of Indonesia, a diverse nation consisting of various tribes, ethnicities, and religions. We gather here as we are committed to have the same spirit that is the spirit to strengthen Pancasila as the soul of our nation. Indonesia is a very large, diverse, and plural country. How can we make the very diverse country to be united and can be peaceful because Indonesia has Pancasila? President Joko Widodo also reminded the rapid changes in global technology will affect the political, social, and economic conditions. To avoid such rapid changes from undermining the character of the Indonesian nation, according to President Joko Widodo, the youngest group closest to the technology must be equipped with Pancasila understanding. Pancasila Congress was held on Saturday, July the 22nd, to Sunday, July the 23rd. Followed by hundreds of participants from all over Indonesia and preceded by Pancasila course on Friday. During his stay in Yogyakarta, he officially opened a national coordinating meeting of the Indonesian Teachers Association. According to a press statement of the Press Media and Information Bureau of the Presidential Secretariat, the President also laid the first cornerstone for a construction of Muhammadiyah Museum in the University of Ahmad Dahlan. From Yogyakarta, the head of state and his entourage proceeded to Semarang. On Saturday evening, he left Semarang for Pekanbaru. An observer on Middle East, Harry Nurdi, invites Muslims in Indonesia to mobilize prayers for the Palestinians so as they are able to worship at Al-Aqsa Mosque. Harry Nurdi, in an interview with Radio Republik Indonesia on Sunday, said that although the distance from Indonesia to Palestine is very far, he believes prayers from Muslims in Indonesia will ease the settlement on tension between Palestine and Israel.
Berdasarkan prinsip-prinsip Islam, yang pertama adalah
based on the Islamic principle, first is mobilizing prayer because we are country with the largest Muslims but the most distant from Palestine. So Muslims in Indonesia mobilize praying so that the tension will soon be recovered and Muslims will get and maintain their rights. In addition, Harry Nurdi also invited representatives of Indonesia to voice their inspirations in the international religious arena. For example, Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, to fight for the rights of Palestine. The organization has strongly condemned the closure of Al-Aqsa Mosque and the ban of Friday prayers for the first time since 1969. The Israeli government forbids Muslims from praying in the area after the shooting of two Israeli police. Indonesia has urged World Trade Organization member states to reach a global agreement soon to protect small and poor farmers. The Indonesian Permanent Mission to the United Nations and other international organizations in Geneva, Deputy Chief Ambassador Sondang Anggraini said in a press statement released on Saturday that the organization member states need to realize their political will soon to be able to reach a multilateral trade agreement as part of the efforts to protect the interests of small and poor farmers. Anggraini made the remarks during the Committee on Agriculture special session of WTO held from July the 19th to 20th. The committee is one of the forums at WTO which discusses efforts to reform multilateral trade rules on global farm product trade. The ambassador expressed the hope that the 11th WTO ministerial meeting, which will be held in Buenos Aires in December, will agree on two important trade instruments, namely public stock holding for food security purposes and special safeguard mechanism. She noted that the Indonesian government realized that calls for the liberalization of global farm product trade have increasingly become stronger. After all, Indonesia, as the coordinator of the G33, which comprises 47 developing and least developed countries, has consistently striven to get food security purposes and special safeguard mechanism passed into an effective instrument to create food security. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Deputy for Youth Development of Youth and Sport Ministry, Joni Mardizal, officially opened pre-departure training of Indonesian-Korean Youth Exchange in Jakarta on Saturday. In his speech, he said 18 selected young men have successfully passed the selection. According to Joni Mardizal, the role of youth is a moral force, social power, and agents of change.
Program Pertukaran Pemuda Indonesia-Korea ini merupakan persiapan namanya pre-departure.
Indonesia-Korea Youth Exchange Program is a preparation pre-departure training before leaving their training here. They are equipped with various kinds of knowledge about cross-culture, cultural exchange, how culture in Korea is. Then, more importantly, here they are given national values. That is, we who have Pancasila. I also remind how in attending this program, you should be able to bring yourself, keep your personal name, family names, especially the name of the country. That's the most important. A total of 18 Indonesian youth who have successfully passed the selection from all provinces in Indonesia received training before leaving for Korea. The training is taking place from July 21st until 25th and close with inauguration of the delegation as representative of Indonesia in Indonesian-Korean Youth Exchange Program. Chairman of Indonesian-Korean Youth Exchange Program, Retno Nigarti, said for 5 days, the participants will be equipped with knowledge related to the theme of the youth exchange program, namely creative economy. Participants of training on competence for Indonesian school teachers in Malaysia enthusiastically follow every season on the second day of the training held on July 21st until 23rd in Johor Bahru, Malaysia. Dewi Lestari, Head of Social Cultural of Indonesian Consulate General in Johor Bahru, Malaysia, told RRI that all activities are attended by 97 teachers of Indonesian schools in Kuala Lumpur, Kinabalu City and Indonesian Community Center, Johor Bahru. All training modules have been prepared so that the participants are able to get refreshment and new skills.
Latihan peningkatan kompetensi guru untuk hari kedua.
On the second day, the participants learned how to integrate technology into learning process. We presented several education speakers for creative education material on how to design creative learning. We also had speakers from Curriculum and Publication Center who conveyed materials on character building related to educational assessment process. Training on competence for Indonesian school teachers in Malaysia is held in cooperation between Education and Culture Attaché of the Indonesian Embassy in Kuala Lumpur and Indonesian Consulate General in Johor Bahru. Last item, the Japanese government has bestowed the Order of the Rising Sun, Gold and Silver Star upon former UN Rapporteur Marzuki Darusman of Indonesia in recognition of his services to reveal human rights violation in North Korea. Japanese Ambassador to Indonesia Masafumi Ishii said at a celebration night for the former Indonesian Attorney General at the ambassador's private residence on Friday that on May the 9th, Marzuki received a Medal of Merit at the Imperial Palace in Tokyo and amidst a number of Japanese government top officials. The ambassador stated that the Medal of Merit was bestowed upon Marzuki for his active role in encouraging the exercise of human rights and strongly opposing crimes against humanity in North Korea. He stated during his term of office as UN Rapporteur for Human Rights, Marzuki also frequently visited Japan to listen to stories from the relatives of people abducted by North Korean government. Marzuki has contributed a lot to the UN in formulating a resolution on North Korea, particularly with regard to the number of human rights violations at the country. Marzuki remarked that he appreciated the Japanese government for the Medal of Merit, which he said is for International Amnesty and the Human Rights Watch, which have actively supervised human rights situation in North Korea. To end the news, here are the main points once again. President Joko Widodo reminds children in Indonesia not to easily do bullying. President invites all Indonesian people to keep commitment and strengthen Pancasila. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's start with July the 23rd, 1984. The National Children's Day is established in Indonesia. In Indonesia, the National Children's Day is commemorated every July the 23rd in accordance with Presidential Decree No. 44 of 1984. It was followed by the establishment of the Indonesian Child Protection Commission. It is an independent institution to supervise the implementation of child protection efforts conducted by state institutions and investigate the violations of children's rights by the state. National Children's Day celebration is a momentum to arouse the concern and participation of the entire nation of Indonesia in respecting rights of the child. Turning to July 23, 2001, Megawati Soekarnoputri is sworn in as President of Indonesia. Megawati Soekarnoputri was the first Indonesian woman president and daughter of the first Indonesian President Soekarno, who later followed in the footsteps of her father and became president of the country. She was sworn in as a president after the People Consultative Assembly convened the special session in 2001. The special session of the People's Consultative Assembly was held in response to President Abdurrahman Wahid's then move to freeze the Assembly and also the House of Representatives. Megawati was inaugurated on July the 23rd, 2001. Previously, from 1999 to 2001, she served as Vice President in the government of President Abdurrahman Wahid. Megawati's administration was marked by the strengthening of consolidation of democracy in Indonesia. During her reign, the presidential election was directly implemented and generally considered one of the successes of the democratization process in Indonesia. She suffered a defeat in the 2004 presidential election and succeeded by Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. Let's conclude today in history with July 23, 2005, bombing in Sharm el-Sheikh. On July 23, 2005, there was a bombing incident by terrorists in the tourist destination of Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, located on the southern tip of the Sinai Peninsula. 88 people were killed in the attack, most of them Egyptians, and more than 200 others were injured. This attack became the deadliest terrorist act in Egyptian history. The attack took place on the day of the Egyptian Revolution, a national holiday in Egypt, and is part of a strategy to disrupt Egypt's economy by invading the tourism industry. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Spotlight. This week's edition is on Minister of Home Affairs doesn't mind judicial review on general election law. Minister of Home Affairs Cahyo Kumolo invited several parties to conduct a judicial review on the implementation of the general election law, which was ratified in the plenary session of the House of Representatives on Friday, July the 21st. He made the remark after the plenary session of the House of Representatives commenting on the plans of several parties to ask for a judicial review to the Constitutional Court related to the presidential threshold, which is at least 20% of seats in the House of Representatives or 25% of the national legitimate votes. According to the minister, the threshold passed into the law on the implementation of general elections is in accordance with the Constitution. He asserted the government and the House of Representatives have completed the election law, so the public cannot say that the government and the House hamper the implementation of the presidential and legislative general elections simultaneously. According to him, the General Election Commission should prepare the 2019 election stages in early August through the enactment of the Election Commission Regulation. Minister of Home Affairs Cahyo Kumolo said after the election law was passed into law, the implementation of the 2015 general election has a legal basis and shows the government's compliance with the Constitutional Court decision and the 1945 Constitution. Gerindra Party Vice Chairman Fadlizon, after attending the House plenary meeting at the Parliament Building in Jakarta, said Friday that his party will conduct a judicial review on the election law and bill at the Constitutional Court. It refers to the decision of the Constitutional Court in 2013 that the 2019 legislative and presidential election will be held simultaneously. Therefore, according to him, there should be no threshold for political parties to nominate a presidential candidate. Well, that was Spotlight over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news in brief. President Joko Widodo visited Yogyakarta and attended the 9th Congress on Pancasila State Ideology in the University of Gajah Mada. An observer on Middle East, Harry Nurdi, invites Muslims in Indonesia to mobilize prayers for the Palestinians so as they are able to worship at Al-Aqsa Mosque. Indonesia has urged World Trade Organization member states to reach a global agreement soon to protect small and poor farmers. Deputy for Youth Development of Youth and Sports Ministry, Yonimar Dizal, officially opened pre-departure training of Indonesian-Korean Youth Exchange in Jakarta. Participants of training and competence for Indonesian school teachers in Malaysia followed every session on the second day of the training held from July the 21st to 23rd in Johor Bahru, Malaysia. The Japanese government has bestowed the Order of the Rising Sun, Gold and Silver Star upon former UN rapporteur Marzuki Darusman of Indonesia in recognition for his services to reveal human rights violations in North Korea. That was the end of News in Brief. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semar.
Your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, a regular segment featuring Indonesian tourism like places of interest, art and culture, also culinary. Today, I will introduce Mie Koclok, a special culinary from Cirebon. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In addition to shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. Or noodle is very popular in Indonesia. There are many kinds of noodle, but mie lovers would still missing something if they haven't tried mie koclok, which is the mainstay of Cirebon City in West Jawa. Mie koclok consists of yellow noodles mixed with bean sprout, cabbage, shredded chicken meat, and egg slices, then doused with gravy made of coconut milk and cornstarch. Uniqueness of mie koclok is in the gravy, which is very thick and white because it is made of coconut milk. You can find the most popular Cirebon mie koclok in Gombang Village, Plumbon area, approximately 10 kilometers to the west from downtown Cirebon. The price is 10,000 rupiah for one serving, which is less than $1. But you can also easily find mie koclok elsewhere in downtown Cirebon, which is also delicious. Moreover, mie koclok sellers in Cirebon usually begin to sell it from morning to evening. According to some story, koclok is an Indonesian acronym of mie khasnya orang Cirebon yang lebih okay, or in English, more or less, typical Cirebonese noodle which is more okay. Perhaps because it has thick and white sauce which is quite savory due to the spices in the ingredients. If you have not got the opportunity to go to Cirebon for a culinary tour, you can make your own mie koclok at home. The ingredients are easy to get, like ready-made yellow noodles, sliced cabbage, sprouts, boiled chicken eggs, shredded chicken meat, shallots, thinly sliced onion leaves, and celery, lime juice, sweet soy sauce, and fried onions. While the spices to be ground are only onion, garlic, dried shrimp, and cooking oil. The sauce is also not too complicated because it only consists of chicken broth, thick coconut milk, cornstarch, salt, and pepper. To serve it, boil some water, put the noodles, cabbage, and bean sprout into a sieve. Put in the boiling water until the vegetables are slightly wilted. Then place in the bowl, pour the gravy, sprinkle chicken and egg slices, sliced onion, celery, and fried onions. Add a dash of lime juice, sweet soy sauce, and chili sauce. Koclok noodles are ready to serve. That ends today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, introducing mie koclok from Cirebon. Meet again tomorrow in the same program.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of Area Service Voice of Indonesia, it is a pleasure to meet you again in a regular program, Miss Lenny. Listener, there have been many exhibitions held in Indonesia, both nationally and internationally. The themes are also varied, ranging from culture, knowledge, automotive, and others. The goal, of course, is to support industry in those fields. Now, there is one more exhibition to be held by the Indonesian Creative Economic Agency, or BECRAF. The theme is game. Listener, today Miss Lenny will discuss about BECRAF Game Prime 2017, so stay tuned in at www.voi.co.id. Listener, Indonesia Creative Economy Agency, or BECRAF, continues to make various efforts to improve the quality and spirit in various sectors of creative economy in Indonesia. One of the highlights among game industry lovers in Indonesia is BECRAF Game Prime 2017. This event will be held from 28 to 30 July 2017. However, this activity is not the first time for BECRAF to carry out events focused on the game world, because in 2016, BECRAF already held an event with the same name. The first BECRAF Game Prime in 2016 was the development of Game Developers Gathering, or GDG, which was a gathering place for the game industry players in Indonesia. There are two main objectives of BECRAF Game Prime. First, to improve the quality of game developers in Indonesia through the exchange of knowledge with players of the international game industry. Secondly, introducing local games to a wider gamers community. Through BECRAF Game Prime 2017, BECRAF hopes to help the development of Indonesian games industry to become a big player in the global game market. Just like in 2016, BECRAF Game Prime 2017 is divided into two parts, namely B2B and B2C. B2B, or business-to-business or intercompany activities, will be held on the first day of BECRAF Game Prime 2017. B2B is filled with various seminars for Indonesian game industry players. The speakers who attend the event are developers and players of the international gaming industry, as well as local gaming industry players who have successfully worked in international studios. The goal is to share knowledge about the development of the game business and increase the motivation for those who are involved in the Indonesian game industry. Meanwhile, B2C, or business to customer, will be held in the last 2 days of BECRAF Game Prime 2017. B2C is implemented with the concept of exhibition. Here, local game developers and artists showcase their work that can then be accessed and enjoyed by visitors. During BECRAF Game Prime 2017 exhibition in Balai Kartini, Jakarta, visitors can see game developments created by local players. This certainly cannot separate it from e-sport or game competition that has been recognized by the government of Indonesia. So visitors not only can see the game that has been developed, but also watch the e-sport match, which is a collaboration between BECRAF with one of the largest online community in Indonesia, Kaskus. After enjoying the excitement while watching the e-sport game, Visitors can also discuss about the development of e-sport in Indonesia with various e-sport community attending. It aims to encourage the spirit of Indonesia's young generation to plunge into the increasingly global e-sport field. Talking about the game, it certainly cannot be separated from the artist who contributed his or her ability to create two- and three-dimensional graphics into the game that can satisfy the fan's eye. In Becraft Game Prime 2017 this time, there is a special area for the actress. The visitors can directly meet face-to-face and learn from the artist who attend the event. Then, one more thing that is aimed at increasing the motivation of Indonesian game industry players is the Game Developer Awards for local game developers with achievements. The award recipient will have the opportunity to showcase their work at international events such as Indie Prize Asia 2017 Hong Kong and GameStart Asia 2017. Becraft Game Prime 2017 is held by Becraft and related parties to eliminate the stigma that games are a waste of time, as well as to explore and enhance the economic potential that is in the growing game industry in Indonesia. Listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany with the topic Becraft Game Prime 2017. I'll meet you again in another interesting topic. Goodbye!
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semar.
Your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Thank you.
Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. And now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Rafael Fontane from Spain. He sent his email through info@voi.co.id. In his email, Mr. Rafael Fontane said that he has been listening to Voice of Indonesia since 1995 in Spanish through the shortwave. He likes music and programs on tourist information. Hello, Mr. Rafael Fontane. Thank you very much for being our regular listener. Hopefully, you always monitor our program, which is broadcast in 8 foreign languages and also in Indonesian language. We are glad because you like our Indonesian music and also information on tourists, which are presented through Indonesian Wonder. In this segment, we always invite our listener to know more, not only about Indonesian culture and arts, but also about Indonesian beautiful sceneries as well as our typical culinary. Do you want to see all of them? Just participate in our international quiz. Send your answer as soon as possible. Well, Mr. Rafael Fontane, keep listening to our broadcast, and we are looking forward to receiving your email and also your reception reports. And special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Sight to stare, got no place.
Listener, now we will reply a letter from Peter Angie in Malaysia. He was listening to our broadcast on June 6, 2017 at 1000 hours UTC through frequency of 9525 kHz. And the simple was 444. In his letter, Mr. Peter told that he appreciates our attention as to have the report acknowledged and mailed to him the latest QSL card of Voice of Indonesia. Hello, Mr. Peter. We are really glad to receive your letter again and to know that you have received our QSL card. How are you? We hope today you are monitoring our radio. Thank you very much. Your reception report of our broadcast is very detailed. As information, Voice of Indonesia holds international quiz. Please participate in our quiz and send your answer immediately because the quiz will be closed on August 1st, 2017. So, Mr. Peter, keep listening to our broadcast and please don't forget to send your reception report. Thank you.
Free inside.
listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply a comment from Francisco Camarata Scalisi from Spain. He was listening to a program in Spanish language. In his email, Mr. Francisco Camarata Scalisi said that he writes to us first because he likes our programming very much, which is very informative. Hello, Mr. Francisco Camarata Scalisi. Thank you very much for your email and also your compliment on our broadcast. As information, besides Spanish language, you can also monitor our broadcast in other 7 foreign languages, namely English, Dutch, Mandarin, Japanese, Arabic, German, and French, as well as Indonesian language. We are also holding international quiz, which gives the main prize for the winner, which is traveling to Indonesia for free. Are you interested in participating in the quiz? Well, send your answers immediately to voyinternationalquiz@gmail.com. voyinternationalquiz@gmail.com. The quiz will be closed on August 1st, 2017. So please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. For you, listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.